Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I hope that you're all doing well. Welcome to the Diary of a Black Christian Girl. We are going to be diving into the reality of growing up as a Christian girl in today's society. We're going to be having unfiltered conversations about common dilemmas, different scenarios, different situations that we often find ourselves in a day-to-day setting, or maybe even our past experiences. Most importantly, we're going to try and figure out the best way for us to go about them as a growing Christian. I would strongly suggest that you brew your tea or have your super malt ready whenever we're going to have these conversations, because sis, trust me, we are going to go in. To start off with, some of us find ourselves in situations where we find it difficult to talk to people, we find it difficult to open up. Because there's a common perception that we shouldn't be going through these as a Christian. Sometimes we find it hard to relate our experiences to what we read in the Bible, to what is preached at church, and subconsciously it causes us to disconnect between ourselves, the faith, and what we know to be true. For example, maybe some of us, we've experienced trauma, right? And whenever we experience trauma, some of our coping mechanisms is to isolate ourselves, protect our energy, protect our environment. We feel like, you know what, let me take myself out of certain settings, certain situations, including church, until I feel like I'm ready to experience, ready to deal, ready to... Do you see where I'm coming from? And yeah, it causes us to remove ourselves from the congregation until we feel that we're ready to go back. Some of us, we've experienced heartbreak in church or outside of church. And maybe it's a thing where in our minds, we feel like, you know what, who can I speak to about this? Who can I open up to about this? Because they're going to say, darling, should you be entertaining relationships? Should you be in a relationship with this guy? Should you be doing X, Y, and Z? We feel like they're going to judge us. We feel like, you know, like it's an embarrassing situation. Maybe it's a thing where maybe people know this guy to be, you know, like there's so much that we can throw out in these different scenarios. And maybe there's even a person that they feel like we've just experienced life, like life has just come before us and came to take over. And it's a thing where we just don't even trust anybody. We've set our guard up so high that it's so difficult for anybody to even come in and ask us, sis, are you okay? Sis, what's going on? So. Do you see where I'm coming from? But in all of these different scenarios and situations, we know that there is a God. We know that God can do something about it, but we just don't know how. Do you understand? A lot of the times when we're dealing with all of these scenarios and we cover it up and we don't talk about it and we don't open up, the thing that happens, girls, is we carry the weight on our shoulders. We carry these experiences wherever we go. And these weights, sis, is not healthy. These weights, these burdens, these unresolved conflicts, past trauma, whatever it is that you might be facing in your life, it affects our mind, it affects our relationships, affects our attitude. We know what it affects, right? And ultimately, it affects and it limits our relationship and our experience with God. We are basically saying to God, you know what? I'm going to come to church. I'm going to receive the word. Yeah, it sounds cool. It sounds powerful. But when I go home, I need to deal with this relationship on my own. I need to deal with this trauma on my own. Do you see where I'm coming from? We set our walls and we even shut God out, and it limits him from entering. It even causes us to limit how we engage with people in our church, how we form relationships. It affects the way we process certain things. But before we go into this, these are things that we're going to dive in more in our conversations. But sis, let me ask you one question. Can you trust God with your heart, sis? Can you trust God with your pain? Can you trust him with your past? In all of these dilemmas, in all of these situations, we can. We can. But how do we go about it? How do I give it to God? How do I let God in these different scenarios? There's so much for all of us to discuss, for us to go into. And I strongly encourage, I welcome, and I invite you all to send through your questions, your dilemmas, even your contributions through social media. These all the things, girls, that we experience, there's power in unity. There is something that we can do together when we form this sisterhood that will be able to break through these things that are not really talked about, these filtered topics, these things that we don't hear much of. Sis, let me tell you something. Some of the times we feel like these experiences, they've broken us. We feel like we're broken beyond repair. But sis, let me tell you something. You are not broken beyond repair. There is nothing that is too hard for God. We hear this all the time. But sis, do you believe it? Are you ready to give your heart to God? Are you ready to walk with God through your pain, through your struggle, through all of these things? How can we talk about it and overcome it in a healthy way? Sis, we've got 2021 around the corner. We've got it in a couple of days. Let's stop carrying the world on our shoulders. Let's stop carrying our trauma. It's too heavy and it will break us. It will break us. Some of us, we've even reached that broken stage. We've reached a stage where maybe we feel that it's the point of no return. But don't allow this to set in your mind, sis. There's hope. Trust me, there's hope. Stop feeling that you've got to protect yourself from the things that we can't even control. Because sis, trust me, when we let God in, he moves, and trust me, he moves. Let's try and understand how we can let God in. Let's try and figure out how we can apply our faith in these situations. Let's see how we can let go and let God for real, sis, for real. God richly bless you. This is a diary of a Black Christian girl. My name is Melissa, and I'm a member of Fountain of Fire Ministry. God bless you.